We have an idea for your weekend, and among many other things, that could be the Little Spokane Artists Tour. And we're going to find out a lot about that from one of the founders of the tour and then one of the artists who is well represented in that tour. So let us first give me just a moment to get this figured out. Bring in Gina Fruin. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Vern.
And so, yes, you're a name. You're a name that's been around for a while. You've been an artist in this town for quite a while. Have you always lived in a beautiful place up north of town to be inspired by your art?
I have lived in Spokane my whole married life, and on this particular piece of property, I've lived on it for about 35 years. So, and it has been a project.
Oh, of course, it's always a project, but it certainly allowed you to become one with it in many ways. And therefore, the Little Spokane River Tour, and correct me if I'm saying the name, the official name wrong. Is that what we call it?
There's the word artist in there.
Oh, that's
The
right.
Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour.
That's right. Okay, now translate that house so that when people want to find out about it, they know what to Google to find out the map and the directions.
Well, we shortened it down on the website to just littlespokanestudios.com.
Okay, that's the thing we need to remember. So it is going to be littlespokanestudios.com. And so that's the first thing to tell our listeners. The second thing to tell our listeners, if you're able to, go to our website of kpbx.org. And right on the homepage, you will see a nice graphic which represents the Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour. And you will see if you'll click on that, then you are going to get another suggestion on there, which is going to be a slideshow of seven slides. And so that will be referred to things that we'll talk about in the course of this conversation about this tour, which is, by the way, this Saturday, that lovely, beautiful Saturday. Boy, you lucked out on that one, didn't you, Gina?
I watched that weather forecast and just started grinning because 2 years ago we didn't do this tour last year, obviously,
Right.
but the year before we had snow, freezing temperatures. It was the worst day of that the tour had ever had. And so this, I looked at this weather and I went, "Oh my gosh, this is payback."
It is. You were owed, and so we got it. And then let's here also be bringing in our other guest, Sheila Evans. So let's ask Sheila to join us. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Vern.
And Gina, I'm going to ask you to introduce Sheila with two aspects of what her role is, why we have her on this conversation, what her role has been within your planning this tour, but then also why of all the artists you could have picked, why Sheila Evans?
Oh gosh, why not, Sheila Evans? Sheila has participated in events I've helped organize for a long time, and her work is just so professional, and her depiction of nature is beautiful, and so she's been a participant in the studio tour for all of its 14 years, and from the very beginning. So I we were trying to figure out who we would use for an image base for our tour this year, and she just was a logical choice. We use Sheila does enamels, watercolors, pastels, shows them around the Pacific Northwest. It is beautiful. So
Well, good.
honored she said yes.
Well, welcome, Sheila. And have you, now we're going to get a little truth-telling here. Had you ever taken the Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour in the past?
Taken it?
Well, you know, been on the tour, you know, showed up at all of the gallery, at all the artists' homes.
I've participated since the beginning.
Okay, so you're an insider. You know what it means. So therefore, you were really well prepared to create this image, which is one large painting, and then out of which different elements have been used for different aspects of promoting this tour. So even though we, I'm sorry to say, don't have your painting up on our website, kind of describe it and describe the elements that you wanted to put into telling this story visually.
Oh, sure. Okay. So when I talked to Gina about doing the image at first, she said that one of the two requirements they had was either to have a blue heron, which was kind of the mascot of the tour, or some image of the Spokane River. And so I thought of a way to do both, combine them. And so what I did was I ordered a custom map of the Little Spokane River, which contains a few or most of the studios. I'm not exactly sure where the studios fall this year because some of them are new to me. But anyway, when I received the map, I covered a Masonite panel with it and hand-colored it a little bit, and then I painted a heron directly onto that. So it's a mixed-media piece, which I don't usually do. Heron's painted in oil, and which is kind of fun because this last year, like a lot of people during the pandemic, I took up birding. And so I've been getting all these great reference photos. I was able to use one of my own heron photos and do this. So it was a really fun tie-in of the work I've been doing and the tour.
And I will say that visually, if you're to do mixed media, a topographic map really provides a lot of nice things to work against, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It was really interesting to, you know, first plan the map so that it would fit with the image I kind of had in mind, and then to make everything all work together, you know, leaving space, of course, for the graphics for the text about the tour and whatnot.
And so that's Sheila Evans, who created this really wonderful map, which is the picture, which is based the blue heron on the map, and then the title of Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour, so beautifully done. So that's the overall image to the tour. Now, let's rotate back to Gina, but then between the two of you, start talking about the range of artists. It's what, 48 artists or something like that represented?
We have close to 48, if I count husbands and wives. But I my goal, or our goal, has always been to try and create a really diverse group of artists. And then we try and spread that range of artists out between the different studios so that one studio doesn't have a lot of jewelers. They have maybe a jeweler and potter, a garment designer, a woodworker. So we spread it out so that if you only have time to go to a couple studios, you will be able to see a nice range of artistic mediums at those particular studios.
So obviously each studio has the host and the host artist represented, but then the other artworks from many, many other artists brought in there, so that each studio is, as you say, a complete meal into itself if it needs to be.
I think it is. And some of the studios, the newer studios this year, have some of the newer artists, which is kind of fun. So we have two new studio hosts this year, and then we have 9 new artists to the event.
Nice. This is the Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour this Saturday between 10 and 5. Now let's briefly, for those, let's talk about the 6 images that we have on our website. So if you're just joining us, if you go to kpbx.org and right there on the homepage, click on that image, then you'll see a slideshow. And slides 2 through 7 represent what we're about to talk about. And they're in 3 different groups. The first two, which are physical constructions. Either of you can jump in here. The first one, which is kind of a vertical glass with, I don't know how you artists describe it, vertical glass with kind of a plant or a tree image, and the second of which is pottery. So let's talk about those two.
The glasswork is by Leonard and Katie, Leonard Tinnell and Katie Patton, and they are a couple
who are my very personal friends. They come from Missoula, Montana, and they have participated with me at Art Fest from day one, and then they were participants in Ink and Crafts, and then now they're doing my studio tour, and they've always done fused glass products. Katie's background was in stained glass, leaded glass, and then as she started, and her husband goes and markets her work for her. So she makes it, he sells it. They're just this great team. And then the pottery, and I'm going to apologize. I don't have it in front of me. Is it a black and white, a black vase?
It's Chris Kelsey's work.
Oh, it's Chris's work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so Chris is actually my studio mate down at Trackside Studio, and just does lovely functional ceramics and is just a treasure for Spokane to have living and working in our community. He fires my kilns with me. I fire a kiln with him. And I thought it was just a lovely grouping of his works set in an outdoors environment, personally. Yeah.
His stuff is so wonderful, and he's just a fantastic person. I've taken some classes with him to learn to throw, and he's a great teacher as well.
And the name again? Mm-hmm. His name again?
Chris Kelsey.
Okay, now the next two images, which are kind of whimsical figures, is my description, but start in on those two, the first of which is a person with kind of a tree over her shoulder, and the next of which is clown figure, for lack of a better description, against the wall. So describe those two.
So we'll start with Patty Oswalt, because Patty is just the heart of Spokane's art community as far as I'm concerned. Those people that give of themselves, I try and reward by sharing the imagery of their work whenever I can have an opportunity. Patty has volunteered in this community with art organizations for over 40 years, and honestly, she's helped me on everything I've run, and I'd be lost without her. She does just beautiful origami work, both three-dimensional warrior type figures, and that actually most of the time are presented under a glass or a plexiglass dome. And then she's been doing quite a bit of really beautiful flat origami work, more pictorial in its presentation. And then the other work is by, I'm getting name blank, Wendy Zupan. And her work is just, it is, you said, very whimsical. Mm-hmm. I think that she actually has a name she attaches to her work, which is whimsy. So I think that is probably the best phrase to describe her work. And it's all mixed media paper constructions. Some of it's three-dimensional, some of it's strictly two-dimensional, but to be hung on a wall or placed on a tabletop, either way.
And then the final two are jewelry.
Oh, gosh.
The first of which is a close-up of what appears to be a necklace with kind of an oval-shaped construction for the actual ornament. Yeah.
Well, one of them is probably Cheryl DeGroote, who comes from Tacoma, Washington. And the other one, I think, is Chris Howell. Is it a pair of earrings?
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris Howell is a local artist and does just beautiful fabricated jewelry, lots of set stone work. So it's just not stringing beads. It's highly fabricated work with really beautiful finish and presentation. Very architectural presentation to her work. And then Cheryl DeGroote is, again, another longtime friend that I have worked with for over 40 years. We have an old guard coming to this tour this year, because I actually even talked a potter friend of mine that I've known for 40 years to come over from Tacoma.
So there's like 7 or 8 of us that are going to be together having kind of a reunion that have been doing these kinds of events for over 40 years. But Cheryl, going back to Cheryl, she's always done really beautiful. They are strung pieces usually. She doesn't do as much metal fabrication, but she does just a really beautiful job of piecing together little elements that get placed into kind of a an engineered presentation. I don't know how to describe them, but they're just unique, and they are, in my opinion, very, very classic. They're beautiful. So, and Sheila, how would you describe it?
So the piece that I'm looking at of Cheryl's actually does seem to have quite a bit of fabrication to it. It's just stunning. I love it. It's just included a lot of elements, including mixed metals, and it looks like a little piece of coral here and a stone, and it's a really stunning piece. It's absolutely fascinating. Lots of different finishes and textures. And she's got fascinating hardware in addition to everything else. Even the closure looks like it's custom handmade. I've never seen anything like it, so I'm assuming that she made that herself. It's a fascinating piece. It's really lovely.
Nice. That's Sheila Evans speaking right now, and the other voice, Gina Fruin, artists who are involved with Little Spokane River. There's 6 words. I got to say them all. The Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour, which is this Saturday between 10 and 5. Now let's get practical for just a little bit. Gina, if you would repeat the website, the name for the website so people can find this.
LittleSpokaneStudios.com.
There you go. So if you find there, then that includes a map. Because of the 5 studios, 4 of them look like they're almost neighbors. And just conceptually, they're east of Highway 2 and west of Highway 395 off of either Shady Slope Road or North Little Spokane Drive. That's kind of a quick overview of where they are. And so one just kind of shows up and follows the signs and walks into a studio, right?
Right. Most of the studios have really have pretty good parking. The 5th studio that is, it looks further away on the map, but it is a beautiful drive along the Little Spokane River, and it's probably only another, it's under 10 miles or 10 minutes to get to it. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of the new artists are being shown, is at that studio number 5, and that's Calista Krebs studio. But we have tour signage along the different routes that people they'll know they're in the right area. And then we should have parking attendants out on the roads to sort of help direct people as to where to park, because most of the parking is on the sides of roads out in this area. We have information tables at all of the studios. They'll be selling the print that Sheila designed that is benefiting KPBX. But and then they'll take answer questions as to how to get to the other studios. We are asking people to wear masks when they think it's appropriate. We're asking, actually, for masking. We are spreading our booths out. But within a booth, that artist is pretty close to you. So I think when it's appropriate, I think people they care, and we're hoping that they will mask up when they feel the need, and to use social distancing so that we can run this event safely this year.
And with a lovely day, I assume that you're taking advantage of as much as you can do out of doors.
Everything is going to be outdoors. Our studios, the studios are available, but we're trying to set up most of the artworks for sale outside the studios, so that we don't get
like most of the artists that come all set up in booth spaces, but the studios that are being represented, most of them will be used just to take a look, but the artwork is being shown outside of them just to keep the people out in the fresh air.
Perfect. Okay. This is the Saturday event, the Little Spokane River Artist Studio Tour. That was Gina Fruin, and earlier we've been hearing from Sheila Evans, who created the picture, the piece of art, which is the signature piece of art for this tour. And thank you to the tour for that you have done and that relation to us. So for that, and thank you the two of you for joining me on this quick radio tour, as best we can do for radio to talk about visual art. So thank you, Gina and Sheila.
Well, KPBX has always talked about visual art beautifully.
it's our attempt ever since that brief series that we never were able to complete, when Harold Blaze was going to be the outlier and call in with complaints and questions under a program called What the Hell Is.
And
we only did two or three of them. I'm sorry we never continued them, but it would have been a fine group of those.
Have them recorded?
Oh, that was like 30 years ago.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, too bad.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah. But he and I did do a fine slideshow on the radio on April Fool's one day, and so that was pretty fun, too. And so, anyway, thank you again, Gina and Sheila. And so that is this Saturday.